A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Samach Vav, Psachim 66a, pagination page 131. We will start, though, from the Mishnah on the facing page. A brief overview of the Korban Pesach, when it was necessary to be brought on Shabbos, a famous case. It happens periodically in the course of the Jewish calendar. It's called Erev Pesach Shechol Lihiyos B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah states as follows. Eilu Devarim B'Pesach Dochim Es HaShabbos. We are on page 131, Samachei Amid Beis, 65b, about 6 lines up from the wide. These are the things of Korban Pesach that would push away Shabbos, so to speak. They would override Shabbos. Shechitaso, doing the shechita itself, the slaughter of the animal. Uzrikas Domo, throwing the blood on the Mizbeach. Michui Kurovov, a certain level of processing of the innards, Vaktaras Chalovov, and the burning of its fats on the Mizbeach, Avotzilioso, but the actual roasting of the meat in order that it could be eaten, Vehadochas Kurovov, and the rinsing of its intestines, that does not push away Shabbos. That could be done afterwards. After Shabbos is over, Matzoi Shabbos, that could be done. Let's move on to today's daf, starting from the Gemara, which is about 10 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Samach Vav Amud Aleph 66a, pagination 131. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Halacha zu, this halacha that Pesach will override Shabbos, and if that's the way the calendar falls out, then you will bring the Korban Pesach even though it's Shabbos. Nis'alma mebnei b'seira. It was hidden, it was forgotten by the bnei b'seira, who were the leaders of the Jewish people at the time that this story occurred. Pamachas Chol Arba also Lios B'Shabbos. The 14th of Nisan came out on Shabbos. Shachachu, and they forgot. V'lo Yodu, and they didn't know what to do. In Pesach Dochas HaShabbos Imlav, if the Korban Pesach will override Shabbos or not. Omru, they said. Kolom Yesh Adam Sheyodeya. In Pesach Dochas HaShabbos Imlav, does anybody know if Pesach overrides Shabbos? What should we do? Omru Lahem, they answered. Adam Echad Yesh. There is a person, Sha'olam Bavel, who came up from Bavel, V'Hillel HaBavli Shemo, his name is Hillel, from Babylonia. Sheshimesh Negdol Yador, he worked closely with the leaders of the previous generation, Shemaya V'Avtalion, V'Yodeyim Pesach Tuchas HaShabbos Imlav, and he knows if you should bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos or not. Shalchu, they sent a message, V'Karulo, and they called him. Amrulo, they said, Klamata Yodeya, do you know in Pesach Tochas HaShabbos Imlav if it overrides? Amalohem, and his response was as follows. V'chi Pesach Echad Yesh Lanu B'Shana Shadochas HaShabbos. It's just Pesach that you're worried about, that to override Shabbos. V'alo Habu Yosemim Masayim Psochim, you have more than 200 Pesach equivalents. In other words, every Shabbos we bring 4 karbonos, which are the equivalent from which you could bring a proof that if it's brought on Shabbos, then Pesach can also be brought on Shabbos, the 50 weeks in the year, and 4 karbonos, which were brought every Shabbos, which did override Shabbos. So Hillel says that proves that you're allowed to do this. Amru lo, they said, Minayin loch, how do you know the fact that you can compare Pesach to those karbanos? Amalahem nemar moado b'pesach v'nemar moado b'tamid. It says the word moado in its set time. You must do it in its set time. by both of them. Mamoado ama betomid dochas haShabbos, just like tomid that's written by Shabbos, that moed that's written by Shabbos does override for the tomid, for those daily karbanos. Af moado ama bePesach dochas haShabbos, so the same is true for the karban Pesach when it says the word moado. And the Gemara towards the bottom of the page is going to point out, how do you know that these karbanos from which we are bringing a proof, how do you know those karbanos override Shabbos? And the answer there is because olas Shabbos b'Shabbato al olas hatamid. You bring the ola of Shabbos in addition to the ola of tamid. And since we know that the tamid will override, by extension, the Mo'ado of Pesach also overrides. Okay, let's skip 2-3 lines. Middle of a line, Miyad Hoshivu Berosh, they appointed him as the leader, Hillel. Umineu Nasi Aleim, they made him the Nasi. Vayidoresh Kolayim Kulo Bechas HaPesach, and he was darshening the whole day in the laws of Pesach. Hischil Mekanturon Bidvorim. And then Hillel turned to the Bnei B'Seira, and he gave them Musar. He rebuked them. Amar lohem, he said, Migoram lohem she'er lemibov ve'ya nasi aleichem. Who caused, what caused, that I should come from Babylonia, and I should become the Nasi, that I should know this halacha and be recognized as greater and be appointed? Atzlos shahoy sabochem. There was a laziness about you, whatever their reasoning was, whatever it was that held them back. But shaloshimashtem shnei gedolei ador shmaya v'avtalion, you did not serve the great leaders of the previous generation, and therefore you were not aware of this information. You didn't hang out with them, and therefore you weren't aware. Amalo Rebbe, they said to him, they asked Hillel, Shokach v'lohevi sakim erev Shabbos mahu. If a person forgot and did not bring a knife to shecht the korban from before Shabbos, what could he do on Shabbos? And Tosfos learns that this is a time when Yerushalayim already had breaches in its walls, and it was no longer considered a walled city, and therefore there was a problem of carrying there on Shabbos. Omar lohen, he said, Halacha zu shamati v'shochachti. I heard what to do. They taught me, Shmaya v'Avtalion, but I forgot. I don't remember what the solution for this is. The Gemara later on will point out on Amud Beis that people who get angry tend to forget things. The Gemara cites an example from Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayiktzof, that he got angry, and then right afterwards you find that Elazar HaKohen has to teach a halacha that Moshe himself taught them, because Moshe had forgotten the halacha, Elazar had to teach it. We find such a thing also mentioned regarding Parsha Shemini. The Medrash Rabbah there says, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and he had poor judgment in assessing the karbonos of the Yom HaMiluim. So over here also, the Gemara tells us that we can attribute the fact that Hillel forgot to the fact that he rebuked the Bnei B'Seira. It's not clear what the solution exactly is, but a person is not supposed to get angry. It's almost like it's the wrong part of the brain. And if a person gets angry, they forget. It causes a problem in the processing or in the siyata deshmaya or whatever. Anger is not compatible with what we're trying to accomplish. There is an expression of kas haponim v'lo kas halev, that a person might find the need to appear angry, but they should be very careful that in their heart, in their true self, that they don't actually get angry. In any case, Hillel forgot. He didn't remember what the solution is regarding the halacha of Shabbos of carrying the knife. And he said, Hanach lohem liYisrael, leave it up to the Jewish people, im ein neviim, even if they're not prophets, and they could come up with an insight of how to solve the issue. B'nei neviim heim, they're the children of prophets, and they have keen insight. They'll come up with a solution. L'machor, the next day, mishapischa tletoch, v'betzamro, mishapischa giditoch, v'ben karnov, the communal approach was to take the knife, and if there was fur, they would embed it in the fur so that the animal itself would carry it. If there wasn't fur, they would put it between the horns of the animal. Ra'a masev and iskar halacha, he saw what the Jewish people were doing, and he remembered, v'omar, he declared, kach mekublani mipishmaya v'avtalion, indeed, that solution is what was taught by Shemaya and Avtalion. Yeshikoach, have a great day.